8. Please enter the reference number followed.
At any time, press 1 to rewind 30 seconds, press 2 to fast forward 30 seconds, or press 5 to pause or resume.
Okay, everyone. Well, now that we're officially recording on our call on Tuesday, November the 5th, 9 o'clock in the morning, our monthly Thetford Director call where we come together and discuss details and strategize and plan and, most importantly, just get a great, fresh, new mindset for the new month. And it's always so many exciting things happen when we have a fresh start. I'm just very excited about November and December. We've got 8 weeks to the end of the year. In that 8 weeks, we'll be celebrating new products and a Star Consultant deadline and wrapping up leadership parties and doing the things that we know we need to do to move forward in Mary Kay as we continue to work towards our yearly goals and our area goals of Diamond Circle and many of you in new cars and new sizes of unit and new customer bases and just the things that can happen. That's what I love about a fresh start, and we're actually going to celebrate that today. Well, you know, Tammy and I have been traveling the country, guys, as y'all know, visiting, and I didn't know that anybody was doing as much of it as me until I started trying to find Tammy, and then she's all over everywhere and doing different people's retreats and her own retreat, and just come home from California with National Sales Director Janice Moon this past weekend, and what a privilege it is, Tammy, in all of your running around the country and working with your own area that you would take an hour with us this morning and just share your brilliance. And I was telling my directors that as we've added each other to our Voxer lists, and I was listening to a little bit of chatter in Tammy's unit or director list, and they were talking about a 4-hour call plan, and I was like, okay, what is that? And so we started talking about it a little bit, and then Tammy so graciously has agreed to share with us this this thought process. And so, Tammy, I just thank you, number one, for being excellent. You know you are a favorite in the Thetford area. We adore you, and we are so thankful that you are our friend and that we always get to learn from you. And you've invested in our area on several times and several different occasions, and you've worked with our people individually even, and we just appreciate you so much. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. I look forward to returning the favor, but thank you for making time for us on this Tuesday morning. So I'm just going to turn it over to you, my dear, and let you take us from the top.
Okay, great, Jan. And I just appreciate you inviting me to be on the call and do this. It's very beneficial. What I'm going to share is really going to surprise a lot of you, most of you. I've taught this 4 or 5 times now. I came up with it, interestingly enough, after my fall advance. It just kind of hit me one day. It was like the mental bath idea that came to me. And so it's really phenomenal, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to record it. I've had many, many, many people ask me if there is a recording of it somewhere, so I invite everybody that might be listening in on the line or after to the recording to this. And my message to all of you is, you know, this plan that I'm about to give you is rock solid. It will work, but only if you apply it. And just like many things that we've all learned from so many of our mentors, Jan Thetford included, oh my gosh, do we love Jan Thetford in my national area. But, you know, we tend to get tools handed to us on a silver platter, and yet do we really implement them? So my hope is that you all will not just listen and get inspired and motivated by this, but that you will choose to be open-minded enough and teachable enough to implement it. Okay, so first of all, I would ask a question, and this is the director plan. There is also a consultant plan, but today we're recording the director plan. And let's see, what was I going to say about that? This is the director plan. Anyway, whatever. But to directors, I would ask you this question. How many hours a day are you really willing and capable of working your Mary Kay business? Be very honest about that, because that will determine your outcome from this plan. But you have to really make a decision. And when I went to New Director Education Week, Mary Kay looked at us very seriously as brand new directors. And she looked over her glasses like she always did. She pointed her finger at us and said, to work an eight-hour day for me and for yourself in order for me to award you with the Trophy on Wheels a $50,000 Cadillac. And how many of you would like a Cadillac? And, of course, we're brand new directors. Everybody raised their hand, and she said, great. Well, I would be honored to give you one, but in order for me to do so, I need to ask you to be willing to work an eight-hour day. And I thought to myself, that's nothing. In comparison to what I worked when I worked in corporate America, they never gave me, you know, first of all, the income that was available, nor did they ever even talk about or think about awarding me with a vehicle to drive for free for the rest of my life. And I really thought to myself, that's just ridiculous that she would even have to ask us that. But it's very, very true. And then she followed it up by saying, I don't expect you to work an eight-hour day. You are not required to work an eight-hour day. You're independent contractors with the right to control your own business. However, if this was your company, what would you expect of your people in order for you to write a check to give them a $50,000 vehicle? So I want you to just kind of marinate on that thought as we go through this. But it doesn't matter whether or not you want a Cadillac. Nothing matters except for what you personally are willing and capable of applying to your Mary Kay business. And this is my opinion only. But when I stepped into the position of independent sales director and now independent national sales director, I just assumed that 8 hours a day would be required of me in a position like this. You know, our positions are equivalent to being a CEO of a major company. CEOs tend to work at least 8 hours a day to, you know, for their compensation. So are we required to? Absolutely not. But the company will match our rewards and our commissions and our benefits. They will match that to our efforts. Okay? So as I head into this, I'm going to share with you a 4 hour a day plan and give you specific things to be doing during those 4 hours. And then the other 2, 3, 4 hours, depending on what you're willing to work, you can put into other tasks, which we will discuss, okay? So, and now, first of all, too, the 4 hours can be done in any order and scattered throughout your day, completely flexible to work around whatever else is going on in your life, which CEOs don't have the privilege of, I might add, okay? The other thing is, if you are working a full-time job as a director right now, 4 hours may not work into your day. You may have to cut everything I say in half. But for purposes of this call and so that you can understand the plan and the benefits, let's walk through 4 hours, take notes on that, and then you can just go back later and cut everything in half, down to 2 hours, down to half of the income, and everything else, and it's still very rewarding. Okay? So, 4 hours a day. I think the number one reason our sales directors in our company, on average, do not make what they really could be and should be making is a time management situation. And if you think about any other career where, you know, you're at a level of executive or CEO, if you were to pull up their calendar for the day, let's take a doctor or a dentist or an attorney, any professional level, and think about what their calendar would look like, okay? So we open up their calendar in Outlook Express or whatever, you know, whatever they use to manage their time, and you would see different hours of the day with names or meetings listed by it, okay? So I want you to think about this as we go through this, looking like that when we open your calendar. Instead of maybe look at your calendar today and it just says unit meeting, okay, but the other hours of the day are not assigned anything, really. If I were to open 90% of your calendars right now, your schedule would not look like that. Now, if you are, you know, a real analytical personality, maybe you are doing this, but I have yet to see, when I've taught this at a workshop, anybody open their calendar for me and have it look like that of a CEO. And that's one of the biggest changes I would encourage you to make with this plan is that you physically type it in to your smart device, or if you're still using a, you know, a manual calendar or a day planner, you physically write in these appointments in and amongst the other appointments you have for the day. So I hope that makes sense, that you're visualizing what this is going to look like from now on. Okay, so when I first came up with this plan, I ran it by my independent sales directors at a meeting, and I got their input. So these numbers and these averages that I'm pulling out on this plan are not something I came up with. I took a consensus from my directors, and so you can really trust these numbers, all right? And they're very, very conservative. I would much rather give you a conservative plan and a conservative outcome and have you be able to tell your national or, you know, your senior sales director, my gosh, my results from this four-hour plan are even better than what Tammy described. That's the plan. So number one, they are very, very conservative. And number two, I didn't come up with these by myself. It was a group effort, what we agreed on would happen. Okay? So imagine with me that the first hour or any hour, just 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, okay, you were willing to get rid of all distractions, just like an attorney would if he was on a call with a client, just like a doctor would if he was operating, and just like a dentist would if he or she were with a client, you know, doing some type of operation or cleaning or whatever, okay? You're blocked out for that hour. Nobody can get to you, not your children, not your neighbor. You're not interrupted by a phone call, and that's okay. Even if your spouse calls, an attorney does not leave court to go take the phone call from his spouse. He calls her back an hour later because she understands he's in court and he understands he's got a commitment here. So that 1 hour, what if, we're going to play the what if game throughout this, you spent 1 hour a day booking personal skincare classes. Directors, this is all personal business I'm talking about. Okay, what if you just spent one of your 8 hours a day doing that? How many bookings do you think you would end up with? Well, we originally came up with 4, but I watered it down to 2. If you called for a solid hour, do you believe you would be able to book 2 skincare classes? Okay, that's the number we're going to work with. Well, if we did that 5 days a week, we would end the week with 10 new classes on our books, and it would only take us 1 hour a day. If we did that 4 weeks out of the month, that would give us 40 bookings, 40 skincare classes on our books to be held within a 4 to 6 week period. If only half of those skincare classes held, we would end up holding 20 classes per month, which is 5 classes a week. And back when Mary Kay was doing all of the mentoring, she expected 10 show weeks. All right, so this is very doable and would really only take 10 hours of a 40-hour week. Right, 5 classes times 2 hours per class is 10 hours. Okay? You're having somebody else get everything organized for you. You're paying an assistant because you're making crazy money. And you are not paying yourself driving to and from classes because I don't know any CEO that gets paid for his drive time. Okay? So five hours a day times 2 bookings a day, you end up with 40 bookings. And I am talking skincare classes on your books for the month. If only half hold, you would end up holding 20 classes. The average skincare class, I believe, and you can argue this with me, but I truly believe this, the average skincare class with 6 or more adult women, I believe is $400 retail minimum. And again, I feel like that's very conservative. That's 2 people buying TimeWise Repair and 4 people buying nothing. So that's very believable. So 20 classes held in the month of November, for example, times $400 average per class would give you $8,000 in personal retail sales. You've now made $4,000 profit, give or take the expenses. I'm not going to go into making it that complicated because I believe there will be more sales, but we're taking a $4,000 profit and we're placing a $4,000 personal wholesale order. Okay? All right. So that's the first hour or one of the hours. And again, I told you earlier that these hours can be worked in any order you choose, and they can be spread throughout the day. They don't have to be 4 hours back to back. Okay. We'll come back to how much money you make on that in just a little while. So let's go on to the second hour. Let's pretend, what if, the second hour or one of your 4 hours you spend coaching your skincare classes. I believe this is one of the least practiced principles, coast to coast, in Mary Kay, both consultants and directors. We mean to, we plan to, but we just don't ever get around to it. But if it's on our books as an appointment, like that doctor has a surgery at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and we take it that seriously and we avoid all distractions, it will happen. So coaching for 1 hour would be calling and contacting your hostesses to get invite lists, maybe even going to meet up with her, which is what one of my adopted directors, Lisa Ferry, has taught us to do. She will spend 20 to 30 minutes meeting with a client to address her invitations, the handwritten, yes, we still do those too, the handwritten invitations with her. She makes a physical appointment to go to their home or sit down with them if you're in a city that is conducive to that, okay? Travel-wise is what I mean, in traffic. But she will do that. And in last January, she held 15 skincare classes. There was only one class that did not hold because the woman was hospitalized. But 100% of her skincare classes, except that one, held because she did that. She sat, she would make an appointment with her hostess. When in the next day or two can we get together and do your invitations for your class? And they sit down, and during that time they also bond, okay? There's a relationship being formed, and so she doesn't drag her feet on getting those invites. And I'm not trading on coaching today, but we require a minimum of 20 invited to a skincare class, which is why you'll get 6 to 8 people there. Okay, so we spend an hour coaching every day, 1 hour a day, doing the talking, like I said, with the hostess, securing the invite lists, and then sending out the invitations and pre-profiling the guests. We're finding that text messaging is working really well for pre-profiling people. Well, what would happen if you did that an hour a day is that your bookings would hold, and so would those of your beauty consultants teaching that, because there is actual time set aside uninterrupted to make that happen. So that's what is encompassed for a solid hour: coaching hostesses, doing invites, even sending out the e-bites on top of the physical invitation card, which I think is still critically important, and also pre-profiling, okay? All right, so the result of that hour would be a lot more appointments holding, which, of course, brings not only sales but team members, okay, and referrals and so on. All right, so what if the third hour you spent making customer service calls, which is another lost art, and we mean to get around to it, but we simply don't, and the money that is being left on the table and the number of customers being lost to other consultants or other companies, other brands, is mind-boggling, okay? And that was the number one complaint the company heard when they did that survey a couple of years back, randomly surveying Mary Kay customers. Their number one complaint is lack of customer service from their beauty consultants. So we can fix that by dedicating 1 hour a day to that. Well, my directors believed and shared with me that if they made a solid hour of uninterrupted calls on a very small conservative level, they would sell $200 retail per hour. Okay? So if you're selling $200 retail per hour, 5 hours a week, that would be $1,000 a week retail times 4 weeks a month would be $4,000 retail, which puts another $2,000 profit in your pocket and another $2,000 into a wholesale order. So now our production for the month, all by ourselves, is $6,000. We would never have another director in our company ever miss production again if she would just dedicate these hours. And again, these numbers could be even bigger, but we're being conservative. Okay, so you've now hit $6,000 in unit production, and you've made $6,000 profit. Okay? All right. Now, what if that third hour is each day, 5 days a week, is spent team building? What would that look like? That would look like making calls to book personal, face-to-face, toe-to-toe interviews, following up with those interviews you may have already done to get decisions and or physically doing a face-to-face, toe-to-toe interview every day, 5 days a week. You choose what happens in that hour. If you don't have any team-building appointments on your books right now for November, then that first week I would highly recommend those 5 hours are spent booking the appointments. So that, what if you did a skincare class every single day or three or four times a week, and you did one or two face-to-face total interviews per day? Can you imagine what would come from that? But this hour, 5 days a week, is spent doing whatever is going to bring you those personal recruits, okay? So let me repeat, booking interviews, holding interviews, or following up with interviews. And, yes, these are all personal interviews. None of that time is to be spent following up with your unit members, people. You can do that in another hour of the day. We're only talking about 4 hours here, okay? So if you secured two face-to-face, toe-to-toe, one-on-one interviews, which is so important to get back to, that's how Jan and I both built our national areas. It's how we both built our personal businesses, was not just, you know, vomiting the marketing plan in groups all the time. We did many, many, many more one-on-one face-to-face interviews. I'm not saying get rid of group marketings, but I'm saying increase the number of face-to-face, toe-to-toe, heart-to-heart, because that's where you wrap this opportunity like a gift around someone and specifically gear the benefits to their situation, to their needs, and get really, you know, to a point you understand where she's coming from and what her needs are. Find her need and fill it. So anyway, so that's what you do that hour. But if you've got two interviews booked a day, 5 days a week, and again, those, I think two in an hour is conservative, you'd have 10 face-to-face, toe-to-toe personal interviews on your books, okay? If you did that 5 days a week, that would give you 40 interviews per month. Now, that would be if you were not using the hour to go out and do the interviews, but rather you added maybe your fifth hour to go do the interviews, or your sixth or seventh or eighth hour if you were willing to do 8 hours a day, okay? And keep in mind, you can cut this whole plan in half if you need to. But if we booked 40 interviews per month, and where would those come from? All the people you meet at your skincare classes that you're going to be holding, okay? But if we booked 40, and if every one of them held, because you're sales directors and you're good at that, you would recruit 8 to 10 personals per month from those 40 interviews. But being conservative, if only half of the 40 held, you would still do 20 interviews, and from that you should get 4 to 5 or even more, depending on your skills and the quality of people you're selecting. So on a worst-case scenario, you'd end up with 4 to 5 personals a month. Best-case scenario, 8 to 10 personals or more. So at least by yourself, before anybody in your unit does anything, you're maintaining your unit size with 4 to 5 recruits a month, or you're increasing your unit size between 8 and 10 recruits a month, if not more, all by yourself. Okay? Now let's say that the average person that you recruit, okay, because of the quality that you know how to select, come in with $1,000 in wholesale orders. And I still believe, even with all our economic crises and all of this, I still firmly believe that the average sharp person will come in with $1,000 wholesale. You can fill in whatever number is realistic for you, but I think the law of attraction needs to go in place there, and what you think about, you will bring about. So I could go into inventory, but I won't do that right now. I have a firm belief in full inventories, as most of you know. But anyway, my number that I calculated with was 1,000. So if we recruited 4 to 5 people and the average person came in with 1,000 wholesale, then we would be at another 4,000 up to 10,000 wholesale here because, as I said, you're going to recruit somewhere between 4 and 10 people, depending on how many of those interviews held, right? So if we use the number 4 as a lowball, that contributes 4,000 more to your monthly production. If we use the number 10 and you double gold medal, you know how strong you are in team building. So you pick your magic number there and add, you possibly add 10,000 more wholesale to your production from that personal team building. So now, on a worst-case scenario, we have $6,000 wholesale order that we did all by ourselves from our sales, and we have $4,000 minimum from new personal team members. We've just done $10,000 in wholesale production before anybody else in our unit even gets out of bed, okay, before any orders are placed. So we're at $10,000 wholesale minimum. Add that to last month's unit production. If you did $4,000 last month, you would have just increased it to 14,000. If you missed production and did 1,000 or 2,000 or less, you still added 10,000 to your thousands. Now you're at 11,000 or whatever. But just take that 10,000 that you took personal responsibility for by disciplining yourself to work focused in those areas for 1 hour a day, 5 days a week in each area. Okay? So, and we still have 4 more hours to do our whatever we need to do outside of those calls. So now if today is unit meeting, great. We did our 4 hours of true income-producing activity. Now we go and do our unit meeting, and now maybe that's 2 to 3 hours, so you've worked a 6 to 7 hour day. Maybe tomorrow you have a skincare class, so you do your 4 hour plan and then do whatever you want for the rest of the day until it's time to hold your skincare class, and you hold a 2 hour skincare class. You've now worked a 6 hour day. So if you're willing to work 8, then the other hour or two per day you can spend what? Following up with your people's guests, doing the coaching if you have people on target or in DIQ and you need to spend time talking one-on-one to those people that are moving up. You know, there's still plenty of time if it's disciplined, uninterrupted time the way a CEO should be working, okay? So there, my point there is the 4 hours are spent, you know, putting appointments on your books and making real money. The other 4 hours are spent wherever you're already spending them, okay? So that's the plan. Now, let's take all those numbers and let's figure out what your income would be, okay? Let's go on the $10,000 production, conservative level. And again, $6,000 of that came from your personal wholesale order, and 4,000 of the 10 came from 4 new recruits starting with $1,000 average inventory, just so you know where that's coming from. So we're at 10,000 in unit production. So on our $6,000 personal order, we are paid 13% commission because we are in our own units, okay? So 13% of $6,000 is $780. The other 4,000 came from personal team building, on which we're paid 26% commission, which gives us $1,040. Now, based on how many of those personal recruits are qualified, you're going to be bonused twice, potentially. So if only half of the 4 were qualified, you'd at least get 2 $100 bonuses as a director, so that adds $200 more to your commission check. But if 3 or more of your personals that come in that month are qualified, as you know, that gives you a $300 bonus to a $500 bonus. So for purposes of this calculation, let's say that we have 3 of our 4 to 10 that we recruited qualified. So we'd get a $300 bonus because there are personals. That's $100 on each of them. And we would also get a $300 bonus because they're in our unit and they count as unit qualified. Okay? So if you take $780 from your own 13% commission on your order, $1,040 because you get 26% of those new qualifieds coming in, plus $300 for 3 personal qualifieds and $300 for 3 unit qualifieds, if you add that up, it comes out to, I've got to re-add this because I did not include the unit qualified bonus, but some of you already have the number, but I know you're all muted out, so let me do it quickly. 780 plus 1,040 plus 600 is your commissions are 2,000. Oh, wait, is that right? Sorry. The other thing is on 10,000 in production, you have a $1,000 unit volume bonus. Don't forget, because it's basically 10% of your production. So unit volume bonus is 1,000. Personal order commissions are 780. New unit members coming in at 26% because they're personals is 1,040. And then $600 in other bonuses for qualified gives you $3,420 in income. Plus, remember, you profited $6,000 on your personal sales between classes and reorders. So now what are we at? $9,420 in income all by yourself.
Awesome.
Okay. So we'll never have directors miss production. We'll never have unhappy directors because they took personal control of their income. And most of you that are working other jobs could probably quit your jobs and free up all that time and get to an eight-hour day based on that income. Now, here's the fun part. Take $3,420 and add it to what you normally make between sales profit and commission per month, or even just to what you'll make from this past month, and I can only imagine where some of you would be, okay? And again, remember, you still have time to do your unit meetings, your skincare class, your follow-up calls, and what this will do, directors, is it will cause you to start putting your extra hours, those extra 4 hours, in the right places. You know, you won't spend time doing some of the things that you have been doing. And I know that one of the common comments that I get after I teach this is, what in the world have I been doing? You know, mm-hmm. I feel like I work all the time, but I'm not doing these things focused like we're talking about here. So, Jan, we can open it up for questions at this point or stop the recording. So, you know, it's there forever. I'm going to definitely use this recording and send it out because it's the first time I've recorded it this way and let other people hear it. So take it away, Jan.
Well, Tammy, let me ask you this while maybe people are thinking about some questions. I know that your directors have really been, or several of them have really been working, have been working this plan and sharing their successes. Can you share some just this is stuff that's happened in the last 2 weeks. So can you just share some maybe challenges that they've experienced with getting it done or some victories that they've experienced from getting it done?
Absolutely. One of the things that, obviously they all have everybody that has not made up an excuse not to work the plan, okay, because trust me, I do have some of those that immediately go into, well, I can't do this because, and we can do anything we choose to do, but those that have been doing it and those that bought into it are beyond excited because of what's on their books for the months of November and the first half of December. I mean, it is remarkable. What we're finding is that the numbers are way bigger than what I have given you conservatively. You know, for a director to only book 2 classes in a solid hour of calling people is pretty pretty silly, actually. But what they did find out was that, you know, some of them started out at 9 o'clock in the morning, and so they did everything in order, booking, coaching, selling, team building. And some of them said, you know what, I get better results when I make booking calls at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 7 o'clock at night or whatever. So they have... It's really a one-on-one basis and an individual thing. It depends on who your leads are. You know, if they're stay-at-home moms, they are easier to get hold of in the morning during the day after they've dropped kids off at school. So you just have to practice with it and play with it. And I would recommend, what I'm recommending now is that, you know, if you're doing it 5 days, how about you do it at a different hour each day for that first week and kind of track your progress. And, of course, we're using our bubble sheets to track it on. So they start a fresh bubble sheet each time, and it's easy to see where you're getting more people answering the phone and where you're getting more people saying yes. So you'll have to play with it a little bit and figure out what schedule works for you. It really freed up the people that are not morning people. You know, they didn't feel like they had to get up and get going at the crack of dawn to them, and others would rather get up, get going early, do it during the day, and be finished with their 4 hours but by the time their kids got out of school. So it's just so flexible. But the number of classes on their books, the number of personal interviews on their books, one director who, you know, she hasn't perfected it by any means, and some of them are, you know, finishing the day saying, okay, well, I didn't get 4 hours done, but I got 2 hours done. One director went from missing production in September to doing over 27,000 wholesale last month. Now, it wasn't wasn't all because of the 4-hour plan, of course, but she said it really, you know, her being focused on where she was spending her time made a difference, and she's looking forward to, you know, doing it even more this month, you know, being focused on the hours and really being aware of where she's spending those hours. And her name's Lindsay Iverson, by the way. She's adorable. And her unit size coming into October was 49. They recruited 12. Half of them came in qualified, and so, yeah, she went from missing production in September to doing 27,000. I think actually it's closer to 28,000 in October. than my own daughter. You guys know, most of you know that Nikki, my daughter, is a Mustang level director. She's a full-time hairdresser and has struggled. You know, she has 3 hours, 3 days a week to do Mary Kay, 3 days a week she does hair, and she struggled disciplining herself like she does at the salon. So just yesterday, she called me last night so ecstatic and said, "Mom, I'm so proud of myself. I got, I think she said, 7 or 8 new bookings yesterday in her 1 hour of calling. She got a new recruit yesterday from calling, and then one of her hours outside the 4 hours, she did a new consultant orientation and brought in a $2,400 inventory, all in one day. But it is making them realize where they're spending their time, because they're physically, every night before they go to bed, or even some of my directors are doing it for the week, okay? They're going through their week and physically, like I said, typing in or writing in which hour they're doing what. And it's making all the difference in the world, Jen.
I also heard, Tammy, that in some of the chatter, you know, between your directors, that especially those of yours with young children are recognizing, hey, I don't necessarily have to do it at 1 hour at a time as long as I spend an hour. So they were breaking up into 30-minute increments just to work around the small. Is that true? Is that, if I understand that correctly?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep, they are. And they're also noticing that, my gosh, I made $1,000 this week between my class sales and my reorder sales that I would not have made. And that gives me $1,000 to hire a nanny to come over and play with my kids so I'm not interrupted. I mean, it's amazing what can come from this, and everybody's experience is different. But again, as I said when we started the call, it only works if you make the change. And for some of you who have been all over the place and just have no idea, you're just, you know, running around like a chicken with your head cut off and the tail is wagging the dog, so to speak, it's a big change for you to discipline yourself. My high I personalities have just cracked me up, and my daughter is one of them. They just looked at me when I first launched the plan, because they were thinking they had to do it 4 hours back-to-back, not moving from their seat. And Nikki said, there's no way. I would jump off a building if I had to sit on the phone for 4 hours, because a high I personality cannot do that. So yesterday she, you know, did 30 minutes and got a couple bookings and then, you know, treated herself to lunch and then came back and did maybe another 30, 45 minutes and watched one of her recorded shows, treated herself. So they're rewarding themselves,
yeah,
you know, after at least 30 minutes of doing something, whether it's, you know, okay, now I can go to the gym and exercise, because they really are in control of their schedule, but that more and more are just trying to, you know, really fit those hours in, but taking breaks in between. But see, it won't happen if it's not on your plan. So if tonight I go to bed and I wake up and I don't have the 4 hours mapped in, nothing's going to change. So the real discipline comes in taking out your calendar and being that doctor, dentist, attorney mentality, mm-hmm, of this is when I'm going to do it, and I will allow no interruptions, because executives don't. It's such a new mindset for a lot of us. And, you know, if you're that person sitting there thinking, I don't like to be this structured or disciplined, then, you know, God bless you. There's nothing we can do. Keep doing what you're doing, and if you're happy with your results, then so be it.
Are most of your people, Tammy, are they doing some of these calls like while they're en route? Are they mobile? Are they trying to set, you know, just really be in their office, be focused away from computers and other things, and just sit and calling, much like a power hour
both
was originally structured?
Yeah, I would say both, but they're going to get better results if it's very structured, because even, you know, running around, racing around in traffic, you don't get the same result because you're focused, you don't write it down. You know, I think it's a hot mess personally, but, you know, if I do have to go pick Johnny up from soccer and I'm there 15 minutes early, if I'm prepared with my brain book, of
mm-hmm
course I can make a couple of calls. So I don't think there's a pat answer for that, Jan, but, you know, best case scenario would be try to work it out to where you can break it up into 30-minute increments and that is laser-focused. You're like an executive at a desk with all of your, you know, systems around you to plug in. When you get off the phone and you have a booking, you've got to be able to plug it in somewhere and get organized about it. But there's no right or wrong as long as there's increased activity level. They just kind of have to play with it.
Right. And you're finding that I had all these questions ready, so these gals, that y'all, any of you guys have questions, just unmute here in a second and interrupt me. We'll give you time. But you're finding that it's that it's working better if they say 1 hour than if they say I'm going to make X number of calls.
Yes, they're still tracking their results on our bubble sheets because it's
okay.
Fun. You know, it's fun to see what results did I get. Plus, as I said earlier, if today you do an hour at noon and tomorrow you do an hour at 10 a.m. and the next day you do an hour at 4 p.m. and the next day you do an hour at 8 p.m. and you do a separate bubble sheet each time, you'll be able to see on a bubble sheet. That's what I love about the bubble sheet. Wow, I got better results. More people
mm-hmm.
answered the phone at this hour.
Yeah.
And then that becomes, okay, well, then let's have that hour be my hour of booking. But you can mix it around throughout the week. So, you know, it's a bit of an experiment to see where you get your best results.
Okay. And that's just it's a matter of just starting today or as soon as we can. And then if you are working another job and you have to, you know, slice an hour off somewhere, you do 3 hours a day or whatever the case
or
may
even
be.
2 hours a day. Like my people that work full time and they get off work at 5:30, drive home in traffic, feed their families. They may only be able to do 2 hours, 1 hour at 7:30, and 1 hour from, you know, 8 to 9 or 8:30 to 9:30 or whatever. So they have to do 30 minutes of booking, 30 minutes of coaching, 30 minutes of selling, and 30 minutes of team building. But a full-time person can still fit it in. Or let's say she spends an 8-hour day on Saturday, you know, and then she has to also work in her classes she holds and appointments she holds. But even if we go back and cut the entire thing in half based on what we said were the commissions, you know, what person who's working full-time wouldn't be ecstatic to make even half of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're almost at $10,000 in income between
mm-hmm.
ourselves and our commissions with nobody else ordering. You have to still go back in and add what your unit does average per month to this and your average commission check. But I really think even someone who's missing and hitting production, if they're making $5,000 a month, which is half because they're only doing 2 hours a day, you know, in 30-minute segments, they'd be pretty ecstatic to add an extra $5,000 a month. And, again, this is without anybody else in the unit even getting out of bed, that they'd be willing to find the 2 hours a day or throughout the weekend.
Do you find, Tammy, that, you know, as people, as their units grow and their unit size is 100, 150, and they're, do you believe that this plan is just as important for those women that are, you know, working on trips and $1 million and as they are the maybe the newer director or the director with a smaller unit that's wanting to build?
Absolutely. You guys know that I have actually four directors in my area that have earned at least one trip or more, including my number one director, four-time million-dollar director, Kim Saborin. And Kim has always been very disciplined about where she spends her time, but she had gotten away from the personal business and gotten sucked into spending a lot of time, you know, investing into people who were not on target, not in DIQ. And so with this laser focus, what she's doing is bringing in higher quality of people because she's finding them personally and making 26% versus 13%. So,
mm-hmm.
yes, it is just as important. Now, Kim may have to, you know, do 2 hours one day and 4 hours another day, and she can mix it around a little bit because she does have, you know, a larger unit, and with a larger unit comes more on targets, more DIQs, and this will change as you build. I had a question last weekend when I was in California with Janice Moon. One of the directors said, well, what if, you know, we do this in November, and by December 1st we have 3 DIQs, then what? And I said, well, then you adjust it. And, you know, honestly, Jan, if you did 1 hour a day in booking 5 days a week and you ended up with 20 classes on your books, the next week, I don't think you can do an hour a day booking. You don't have anywhere to put those classes. So that hour that you used to spend booking now might be spent coaching. So these hours are going to also be moved around
mm-hmm.
as things increase. Eventually, you're going to be able to drop that hour of booking 5 days a week and move it over to another category. And you'll be able to tell. Everybody's different, but you'll think, man, I got 10 classes I don't have invite lists for. I better spend 2 hours today getting my invite lists, or, you know, I've got so many team building appointments, I'm going to spend, you know, 2 hours or 3 hours doing that on Friday, and because I don't need the book and I don't need the coach. But you'll see where you need to adjust it. And unless you're recruiting all your hostesses, then you won't be needing to get back on that phone and do bookings, because you'll get bookings from bookings, obviously.
Right. Okay. And then, Tammy, you have a consultant plan that's similar. I know we don't have time for that today, but is it? Can you just give us the top three things about that?
Yes. We figured that one out with 4 hours and 2 hours as well. And, you know, their results are a little different because their skills aren't the same as a director. So, you know, any director can sit down with some quiet time and figure out based on her unit how many bookings she thinks they would get in an hour or half an hour, you know, how many interviews and so forth. So, but they're still making between $2,000 and $3,000 a month before anything else that's already coming in kicks in.
Wow.
But now
that
they have this
good plan,
they can easily do that, you know, work out the
same type of thing, though. They're booking and coaching, team
right.
building, and customer service.
Same thing. Same exact skill or same exact path, but just, you know, because their skills aren't where the directors are and they don't have the experience, they may not have, you know, they're not going to have maybe 2 to 4 bookings per hour. They might have one. Who knows? But then again, some of them are even better. What's the other thing I was going to say on the consultant? Oh, another question I get is, what if I don't have enough leads to make an hour's worth of calls? Well, then you better get out the door and go meet some new people
mm-hmm.
those first few hours of your first week, and then get good at getting referrals from classes, because I believe everybody should leave every skincare class with 50 to 60 referrals, and then you will have plenty of names. I mean, that's 300. If you're holding 5 classes a week, that's 300 new leads a week.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your first week you won't have the numbers to call, but after that you will, and if you don't have them, then you need to get out there and meet people.
Get it done.
Yes.
Okay, guys, we've got like 2 minutes. Does anybody have a burning question that we haven't already answered? I think we've done pretty good. Let's see if anybody pops on.
Yeah, I think you asked all the
typical
questions I get.
I ask a whole bunch of questions. So.
No, they were good.
Tammy,
very good.
Thank you. I will email you the reference number for this call and get you to where you can send people here. Okay?
That would be wonderful, Jan. Thank you so much, and I look forward to you doing my call soon.
Well, you are so welcome. And directors, be sure and let me know that you were on this call. Pop me a text or an email real quick, okay, so I'll know who heard this live. And,
hey,
Tammy,
Jan,
thank you again. And I will see you next week in Dallas. And to the Thetford directors, we've got a plan. Let's go do it.
Hey,
thank
Jan,
you all so
more.
Much. Have a good day.
Jan, can you hear me?
Yes.
One more quick thought. We have a director Facebook page where in order to celebrate each other and have accountability, they are going on there at the end of every day and saying, here's what happened with my 4-hour plan. So you guys can keep each other accountable and just kind of have some celebrations, and everybody can, you know, it's kind of lonely sitting at your own office making your calls. And if you can celebrate it, it's encouraged those that at first were doubtful to go ahead and get started. So you may want to implement that as well.
Great.
All right.
I think that's a great idea, and we'll get that done as well.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you,
Tammy.
Thank you.
See you later, everybody.
Bye.
Y'all have a good Tuesday.